And we are in Olot, Perek, Yud Aleph, Mishnah, Dalet. Okay. So, continuing on. We were talking yesterday about the fascinating machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about whether a human being is considered to be basically hollow, so that he creates an ohel. And we can actually see the Rebbe today showing us how it is that a person would want to be an ohel, lying down in such a way that the tumah can go straight through him to the other side of the house. And we certainly appreciate the down-to-earth illustrations. This is, I think, the Yiddish song, which goes, Un az der Rebbe shloft, Un az der Rebbe shloft. Anyway, but we thank you for the demonstration. So moving on today, which would be, you could do a demonstration on this too. If you open up the window, and you lean out of the window, and then going underneath you is a funeral, and you happen to have your back over the windowsill, and this funeral goes right under you. You're looking at, and the mace is carried under your head, right? So now the question is, did that bring the tumah into the house? Well, it would be exactly the same issue. The person himself obviously becomes tummy, and anything that is underneath the head part or the, you know, chest part. But the question is, can the tumah come into the house? Aha, that's dependent on the same question about whether the guy is really hollow or not. So hayamashkif adachalon vehilak over hameit. So he's sticking out, his head is sticking out the window, and he makes himself an ohel over people that were carrying a maze. Beit Shammai omrim eino meviyet ha-tumah. He can't bring the tumah into the house because he doesn't have a tefach above the windowsill where it could have gone in. He's leaning on the windowsill. And therefore, only things directly under him would be tumah because he would form an ohel as a solid piece. Whereas Beit Hillel says, no, he's actually maybe the tumah into the house because according to Beit Hillel, he is hollow. And therefore, his back is above the windowsill by a tefach, and underneath his back, right through his body, passes the tumah. So, Beit Hillel omrim meviyet ha-tumah. Now, Beit Shammai or Moda, that if he's wearing clothes, and that's something else, his clothes are obviously an ohel, and they are a tefach above the ground. That's not any different than the pile of towels that we saw yesterday. If he is a body that is covered with a blanket, so then the blanket is an ohel, and he's holding up the ohel, and he's just a person under the ohel. So there for sure, if he was wearing clothes, or let's say there were a bunch of people were leaning out of the window in order to be able to see what was going on and what's the tumult. So you had two people, one on top of the other, one guy's leaning out. This happens all the time, right? Kids leaning out of the window. There's five layers of kids, right? So the upper layer, of course, is a tefach above the windowsill. And therefore, yes, then for sure they're going to be maybe a satuma. Everybody is made to that. Mishnah Olos Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey. So now the same issue is Nogea, but in this case, he's not leaning out of the window. In this case, he's trying to get a gander of what is underneath the things that are running along the street. So this guy is something of a voyeur. I mean, it's not exactly a nice position to take, but he is lying across the threshold of the door. And now the issue is the kovrei hameis step over him. So they carry the mace above his body. So again, Beit Shammai says, even though the tumah of the mace goes straight up and straight down, it's going to hit his body. He is certainly going to become tumah. But there's no way for the tumah to be brought into the house because the fact that his tumah self is in the house is not a tumah that's matame ba'ohel. He's only a tumah mace, but he isn't a mace, obviously. So Beit Shammai omrim eino meviyet ha-tumah, was according to Beit Hillel, the tumah goes down. It now spreads underneath him into the house, underneath him, meaning underneath his back or skeleton, and goes into the house. So therefore, according to Beit Hillel, it would work this way also. He is considered to be hollow, and he brings the tumah, amazingly, into the house. So it's the same machlokas that we had in the previous two Mishnahs. Now, how about the opposite case? The mace is inside the house, and he is stretched across the threshold, where part of him is in the house, part of it is outside. So since the house is an ohel, so obviously the tuma is metame him, and it will spread to any area underneath his body. The question is his body also a pipe that will allow piping the tuma to something that's outside of the house? So this is the question. So let's say the tuma is in the house. People walking along the street say, "Will you get up, you idiot?" And they step over him, right? Now, this guy has got part of his body in the house, which has tuma ba'ohel. Is he a ventilation pipe that will allow the tuma to go through him to the outside and therefore up again? So anybody who steps over him is going to be tame. So that's the question. According to Beit Shammai, no. Because according to Beit Shammai, he is essentially a solid piece of wood. Tuma doesn't go through a solid piece of wood. Where's the airspace? But according to Beit Hillel, anybody who steps over him outside is going to be tame. Because since he is essentially nothing but an air pipe, so we look at the tuma as extending through his body and then back up again to anybody who steps over him, and therefore it would be metamehim. We still have a few moments, so let's do the next Mishnah. Here is Mishnah Olas Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Okay, what is the deal if a dog eats a piece of dead human? So there was a kezias min amet, and a dog eats it, and then the dog dies. Now, if the dog doesn't die, the halacha is, of course, that tum'ah belu'ah is not metame. Doesn't matter. Even to things that are in the same belu'ah space. So let's say if that dog swallowed a kezias min amet together with a golden ring, the ring won't be mekabel tum'ah in the stomach of the dog when you cut him open. But over here, the dog died. So the moment the dog dies, the tuma is no longer belu'ah. Okay. So this dog now dies, and the dead dog is now lying across the eskuf. He's lying across the threshold of the house. The neck of the dog is inside the house, and the rest of the body, which is in the stomach, is obviously outside of the house. So Rabbi Meir says, look, if the neck is wide enough to be a poteach tefach, then it is mevia tatuma, and it is going to be considered to be, since it's a tefach wide, the dog's neck serves as an ohel and will bring the tuma into the house. And that's all that we need. We don't need a hollow. So that means the tuma will go through the neck, through the mouth, into the house, and now the entire house will be tummy. But if it's not a tefach, then it's too narrow, and then therefore doesn't have a din of an oil. So then it would not be maybe as hatuma. Rabbi Yossi Omer, not necessarily. Because even if it's not a tefach, the tuma can come into the house. How is that? Rabbi Yossi Omer, ro'in et hatuma. Let's see where the kezias min hamet is relative to the top of the door. That's what we have to decide. If the tuma is inside of the mashkof, so it's bina mashkof vilifnim, so then the halacha is that the tuma is tuma ritzutza, and it's going to go up, and it's going to hit the top of the mashkof, and the top of the mashkof is considered to be an extension of the house, and therefore the entire house is going to become tummy. But if it's kineged mashkof v'lachutz, so if it's from the area, remember the mashkof is a lashon of Shkufot Kadim, which we also just had not recently in the Parsha. So Shakuf is where it hits against. That means it's the part of the door that you have the door banging against. So that inside part is considered to be the inside of the house. And therefore, if it was Keneged the Mashkof at that point, it would be Metame. If it was outside, then it would not be Metame. And the bayit is tahar because it's less than a tefach. Now, There's also, amazingly, a possibility, says Rabbi Eliezer, for the house to become Tomei even if the Tumah is not Keneged HaMashkof, and even if the neck is less than a Tefach. And how is that? Ah, I will tell you. It depends where its mouth is. If its mouth is inside of the house, so then it's Tahor. Because generally speaking, a doggy that eats something is going to be coming out of its rear end. It's not going to be coming out of its front end. And because of that, it's not Sof Tumah Latzeit. But if it's got its rear end outside of the inside of the house and its mouth is outside of the house, then the house is Tumah because of the din of Sof Tumah Latzeit, because the Tumah is always Yotzei Derech Shulav. It goes out through its bottom. And therefore, it would have ultimately been excreted by the dog who defecates it, except, of course, it's dead, so it's not going to do much defecating at this time. But that would mean that since this would have been the normal way that it would have found its way into the house, then we consider it to be Sof Tumah Latzeit, even in this case that the dog is dead. Now, obviously, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi don't agree with this, because a dead dog leaves no defecation. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Omer, Ben Kach u Ben Kach Abaye Tamei. And now we have the most chomer shita. I don't care where it is, mouth in the house or rear end in the house. It's always going to be Sof Tumah Latzeit, because the Tumah can be Yotzei either through the front or through the back. I mean, it's certainly possible his dog is going to vomit it up, as much as it was that he was going to excrete it. Now, of course, the other question is, how long would a kezayis min ha-meit be inside of a dog and still be considered a kezayis min ha-meit? Because, I mean, it no longer is an undigested piece of meat. So kama tishe b'me'av, how long could that kezayis stay in a dog's stomach? Shlosha yamim mi'eit le'eit, 3 times, 24 hours, all of these halakhas would apply, but that's only in a dog. Different organisms have different periods of digestion. A dog holds its food in its stomach for a long time. If the same case would have been a case where a birdie or a big fish swallowed this kezayis min ha-meit, it has such a rapid digestion that it's kedesha tipolo urva tisarev. Digestion is as quickly as it is to burn it. So says Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says, look, I mean, it's fast, but it ain't that fast. You need 24 hours to complete digestion in the case of ofot or dagim. Mm-hmm.